sins of your love, we're forgiven. Because of your love, our hearts are clean. We lift you up with songs of freedom, forever we're changed because of your love. Yeah, yeah, as we come into your presence, we remember every blessing that you poured out so freely from above. Lifting gratitude and praises for compassion so amazing. For we come for all you've done. Because of your love, we're forgiven. Because of your love, our hearts are clean. We lift you up, songs of freedom. Forever we're changed because of your love. Because of your love, we're forgiven. Because of your love, our hearts are clean. We lift you up, songs of freedom. Forever we're changed because of your love. Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Sorry. This wonderful thing called love, and it's so broad. And you think about all the expressions. I just finished watching again yesterday Braveheart. Realized that William Wallace was set on a path of freedom, but really because of the love that he lost and the depth of that love. Some of you remember maybe the first time you felt falling in love and all of the emotion and excitement that goes with that. Any expression of love, but the deepest love that we can imagine is that from Jesus. And in his own words, he says this about his love. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. And no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. It's because of his love that we are free to love. Father, let not the word love or the phrase Jesus loves me or that God is love, all of those phrases which are true and which are in Scripture, let them not become trite or let us take them for granted, but rather may we devote ourselves to digging deeper and deeper into the love of God and be vessels through which that love not only fills our heart, but flows out to others that they may be blessed with that same love. We love you, Father. Lord Jesus, we love you. Accept our love today, not only in word, but help us to express it, as John says, in deed. These things we ask in the name of the one who loved us and gave his life for us and rose again, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Calling verses 1, 2, and 5. I'm sorry.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I had sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I have ceased from my wanderings and going astray since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins, which were many, are all washed away since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I shall go there to dwell in that city I know since Jesus came into my heart. And I'm happy, so happy as onward I go since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, I've heard thousands and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father, so you are, so you are, so you are. And I'm loved by you, so I am, so I am, so I am. Perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect. peace so unexplainable. I can hardly think as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love, love. You're a good, good Father.
Perfect Father. If faith can move the mountains, let the mountains move. We've come with expectation, waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. You're the Lord of all creation. The author of salvation, you've loved us from the start, waiting here for you with our hands lifted high.
waiting here for you with our hands lifted high in praise. And it's you we adore. Our hands lifted high in praise, and it's you we adore. We're singing Alleluia. Waiting here for you with our hands lifted high in praise. Lord, it's you we adore, singing.
Lord, we didn't come this morning to play house. We didn't come to the church. We came to be the church. And God, if you don't show up, it's all meaningless. If you don't meet us here and hear from us, and most importantly, we hear from you, it's just not worth the time. So, Father, we pray that you would inhabit our praise this morning, that you would walk among us and sing with us, Father, as we lift our voices in praise to you. We adore you and we love you. Praise you, Jesus.
Father, as we stand in awe of you, we are reminded with the songwriter that each of us stands amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. And we wonder how he could love us, sinners, condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and our song shall ever be. How wonderful our Savior's love for us. Thank you. You may be seated. George, and I put my bulletin out. Well, it's good to see everybody this morning. It's always good to see some sunshine, and we're thankful for that. Praise the Lord for that. We're still basking in the afterglow of resurrection, and what a wonderful Sunday last Sunday and a week following. I want to share a few announcements with you, some of which pertain to us directly, and some are community things. I think I received this from the folks at Harrodsburg Baptist, Hannah Tyler, who's their secretary. Would be this coming Saturday, the 14th, there at Harrodsburg Baptist Church from 10 until noon. There is a conference strictly for women called The Struggle is Real. The information says, as this is led by Holly Young, who is an RN. Some of you may know Holly. And this will focus on healthy, productive lives for women. So if that fits into your schedule, you may want to take advantage of that. And there's a phone number where you can reply. Also, a reminder that you're invited to attend the video series on the Jewish festivals that's being shown each Sunday at 9:30 a.m. in the youth room. Today was the second, and there are how many left, Debbie?
There's three more videos that we may split
down. Okay. So it will be continuing for the next few weeks, and I've noticed several folks are taking advantage of that, and I'm sure they are blessed for being a part of it. We'll keep you posted on the length of that series. A reminder to our elders and deacons, be meeting this evening at 6 o'clock in the Great Room. And our Wednesday night adult Bible study resumes this week with supper at 6 and Bible study at 7. Those of you who attended last week expecting to begin the Francis Schaeffer series on How Should We Then Live, know that our internet went out and we had to go to Plan B. And we had a wonderful discussion from 2 John about the humanity of Jesus, and it was very, very helpful and uplifting. Lord willing, we will see the first in the video series this Wednesday night, Christianity Birthed in the Roman Empire. So it's about a 25-minute video with discussion to follow. So unless there's divine intervention that knocks our internet, if it happens about two more times, we're going to think God's trying to tell us something. But we're going to go for that this Wednesday night. Not too soon to think about our fifth Sunday potluck, which will be actually 3 weeks from today. And there's a sign-up sheet on the back table for foods to bring, and it is well organized. Wanda has put that together so that we know exactly what we're going to have and how many folks we can feed. So, ladies and gentlemen, please look at that sheet and decide what you can contribute and help us have a good meal on the 29th. I didn't want to devote a lot of time last week and Easter Sunday, but we just made mention of some decorations and improvements in the sanctuary, and I know that folks are blessed by that. These shaker lights and the lamps on the table, and our decorating committee, which I think is Michelle and Kay and Ann, would like to see two more of these lights to kind of finish out the balance in the room. And some folks had said, hey, if we do that, I would donate for one. If you would help with that, would like to see that, you can tell Kay or Ann or Michelle, and they'll fill you in on what would be needed. And Kay has a connection to get us a pretty good price on those. So I wanted to mention that we'd like to finish that out. Also, during preparation for Holy Week, we appreciate everybody's help in moving all these chairs. We got the carpets steam cleaned by Stanley Steamer. I think it was a big improvement. Also, I just need to say, as you probably know, the weather has affected everything. It has probably put us now close to 2 months, 6 weeks at least, behind on our project. And we hope very soon to finish this parking lot, have it in gravel, so that we can then begin to add on to the front the addition there. Dave Hack and I met with Atmos Energy out here on Thursday, I think it was, and they have agreed they'll move our gas lines, which have to be moved for the extension, and they'll be doing that probably around the 10th of May when the weather's a little warmer and won't interrupt any heating when the gas is turned off. So work is going on, progress is being made, but hopefully we're about ready for a weather break that'll allow us to complete that. Those were all the things that I had by way of announcement, unless I may have forgotten something. And believe it or not, there are no birthdays or anniversaries this week that we know of. So that's enough, unless somebody has a birthday that we don't know about. If you're here and have a birthday today or coming up, let us know. We wish you a happy birthday. All right, we're good on that. Any announcements that any of you all have to make this morning, Rock? And yes, then, I know Kent, do you have the microphone? Oh, Brian's doing that, all right.
I know y'all have been praying for Mona's brother, Kalen, and I wanted to kind of give you an update. Really, when he kind of turned for the worse, we didn't think he was going to leave the hospital. Well, Jody's right now. Well, he was at Jody's for a couple of days. Now he's in the trailer that we've been working on for about 4 months, getting it livable and living by himself. He's been driving, which he shouldn't be. And so he's kind of bounced back. He is in hospice, and they're visiting weekly. And his brother from California is in for a visit this week. So just continue to pray for him and that he wouldn't overdo. And just if the Lord would add to his days, that's great. You know, he's for whatever God wants. He's given him 8 years that he's supposed, you know, that he wasn't supposed to have, and he's really used it to witness for God and stuff. So, Mona's having a difficult time, you know, watching her brother go through this. So, I appreciate your prayers for her.
Are there any other announcements, prayer requests? Ann and Ruth.
I wanted to read an email from Haven Care Center. Haven, this is for the bottles of blessing that we're working on this month. Haven Care Center is abundantly blessed to have support from members of the body of Christ like you. Your participation and commitment in passing out, filling, and collecting the bottles have a direct impact on our local ministry. We are able to love and assist those who are scared and in need of a confidant here at Haven Care Center. They will receive unconditional love with no judgment. We provide resources for their specific needs and give the most precious gift in the process, knowledge that God loves them and He gives them hope and a plan for their future. We provide life-changing support by meeting physical, emotional, and most of all spiritual needs of those facing unplanned pregnancy. We are providing these resources and support to members of your own community, Mercer, Boyle, Lincoln, and Gary counties. We strive to give our communities a safe haven. Please share with your entire congregation our gratitude from Haven Care Center for the big difference you make through our bottles of blessing. Last year when I took the bottles back, they gave me a tour of the facility, and they have an ultrasound machine there. They show the women that come in the baby that it's alive and well, and they have lots of baby clothes, blankets. They have lots of ways that they help. And they even have help for the other children, if they have other children that they need help with. So still bottles back there. Cash and checks are even better than change. And we have 2 weeks from today. I'll need the bottles back 2 weeks from today.
Rock has those, and they'll be back there if you'd like. If you'd like to have one right now, we'll pass those out. And if you want to wait, they'll be under the back table back there. You can take them as you go. I'm so pleased that so many of you are participating in this, because it's one thing to be pro-life in word, but again, it's better to be pro-life in deed. And what a difference that makes. There's Michael. If we run out of bottles, Ann, can you get a few more? You can put... If we run out of bottles, you can put them in a mason jar, whatever. Thank you. Will you join with me in just a few moments of prayer? I'd like to encourage the congregation this morning. If there's thanksgiving in your heart, let's more than one person lift that up to the Lord today. Please feel free to express what's on your heart in this time of prayer before we dismiss the children.
Lord, I want to thank you that you bring life out of death. And this winter's just been so gloomy, a lot of sickness, and family members, and ourselves, and just to have days of sunshine, seeing stuff grow, it just makes us feel good. Thank you for the way you restore our health, that you restore our minds, you renew our minds, and restore our bodies. God, and I thank you for always knowing where we're at, what we're doing. Sometimes we feel like you've forgotten about us, and you do something little or something big to remind us that you know us. You know us individually, not just in group. I'm so grateful for that.
of surgery now. I thank the congregation for their prayers. I so thank Dee Lord for the wonderful repair my body has experienced since the surgery, little or no pain. All because of Thee, Father. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Father, we do come before You today with hearts that are blessed and thankful. Father, help us to walk confidently, but to walk humbly. Help us, Father, to know who we are in Christ, that because of Christ, we are accepted in the Father's sight, but it's only because of Him. So, Father, let us never be presumptuous, nor let us be fearful. Give us good, sound minds to clearly understand what a difference Your love and Your grace has made in us who are just ordinary folks who make mistakes and sin. But because of Your great love, You corrected that problem by solving it through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Your Son, the greatest demonstration of love that this planet or this universe has ever seen. And we thank You for that. Again and again, we say thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. It's the worship team to come to lead us in a time of worship in preparation for the message this morning and dismiss the children with their workers for Children's Church.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure. Yeah, hold on just a minute, Robbie.
I wanted to say something earlier in the announcements, but if you want a spiritual refreshing, reinvigoration, whatever you want to call it, I went to Heritage Hall with Mike Piazza over the Easter holidays, and I'm telling you, I feel like I witnessed a miracle. We sang, George preached, and it was just a wonderful assembly, but the miracle was this lady who I didn't hear speaking a single word, but she wept. Just wept. And some of these individuals, George knows them better than anybody. Some of them have Parkinson's. They have various ailments. It blew me away. I was in tears. Mike was in tears. It was the best experience I've had all year. Mm. Heritage Hall, it's a little slice of heaven in Lawrenceburg. I absolutely loved it. And it was, I needed it in the dark and gloomy months we've had.
And I get to experience it every day.
Amen. Thanks, Robbie. Children are dismissed. Hey, Mallory. Papa. Hi, girls. Thought about that.
Stand with me, please.
Triumph for the grave.
who rose victorious to the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we see, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives at death may he die. Crown him the Lord of heaven, one with the Father now, one with the Spirit through him given from yonder glorious throne, to be the endless praise, for thou for us hast days adored and magnified. Be thou, Lord, through endless days adored and holy, 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 we cry, holy, 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 holy. sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. With rainbows of living color, flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder, blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. The Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Just one glimpse of heaven would convince you of the depth of my love. My love is more than you can ever imagine. It has never entered in even into the heart of a man, the love that I have for my people. Those who are called by my name, those who call me Lord. My love. It's endless.
Father, throughout this resurrection season and even this day, Lord, that we've gathered together, the surety of your love is the word that comes forth so strongly. Help us, Father, to understand what it really means to be loved and to love. We pray that it would affect our living and our relationships, our words, our actions, our treatment of other people. Give us a glimpse even deeper of what the cross and the love of God means. We praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.